Something like that.
Now, the dulcet tones in the studio, that is Yogesh Taylor. He's here today to talk about the Village Beach Festival, which is back at Grays Beach at Riverside Park on the 16th of July. When I read this earlier, I went, 16th of June? But isn't that today? He's coming over here now, and then I clicked that it was actually the 16th of July.
Yep.
So, I didn't actually know, and I'm not from very far away from Grays. There is a beach.
Yeah, I think that's beach in inverted commas.
Yeah.
So the park, Grays Riverside Beach Park, it has sort of a massive sandpit in the shape of like a running track. I think that's what the locals affectionately call the beach.
Yeah.
So yeah, so it's a bit of a, not an actual beach. Although no, there is a
sand
beach. There is, yeah, that's the sandpit. Mm. There is actually a bit of a, it's right on the river line, river coastline, so there is a beach in essence. But
yeah.
The, what that references to is the sandpit.
Now, last year it was the first. I think you came. You don't think you came in to see me, but I did actually. I remember talking to somebody last year because it was the first one last year, wasn't it?
Yep.
And this is the Village Beach Festival, which is going to be, as you said, on the beach at Grays on the 16th of July between 11 and 7 p.m.
Yep.
So, who had the idea for actually putting this together?
So I think so. Metal Southend, also, you know. Sean and Sid came on a couple of weeks ago to talk about Green, and we've been doing that festival, I think, for 8, 9 years now. And last year, well, Thurrock Council kind of sort of approached us, said, could you test out a pilot, a smaller version in Thurrock? I think the previous festival kind of just came to close. It's kind of, and they're looking for something new, something a bit more family orientated. We already had this kind of model that we developed over the years in Southend, so we brought that along for the pilot year. I think we got about 6,000 people turned up, so it, I think that was a success, and the fact that we're back this year, we're looking forward to it.
Is it a free festival?
It's a free festival. Totally.
That's
free.
Excellent. Yep. So you can take the kids, and it's, as you said, it's for family. So tell everybody about what will be going on. It kicks off at 11 o'clock in the morning on the 16th of July. So what sort of things can people expect when they go for the whole day?
Yeah, so we've got 5 stages of live music and performances.
Wow.
So that's the main stage, perform stage, that will be mainly consisting of, I think we've got sort of brass bands, local drama groups, Thurrock Courts players will be on there. I know they're quite popular.
That's the ones I go and see, because Mike Jones does a show here. He's one of the, he's a producer and an actor for group, and he's here on a, does a show here on Friday. But very good. I went to see the last couple of productions. They are brilliant, really good.
Was he in the last one? The what's it called? I actually went to see it.
No, he wasn't in that. He was. I saw that, and he was directing.
I was directing it.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, they'll be performing. I think what's his name? Martin. I think his name's Martin. He's going to go with me if I've got his name on, but he'll be comparing that stage. But yeah, Thurrock Court players, and then Tiptoe, so a dance group, Celebration Theatre will be coming on. Have you got like a little buzzer every time I mention the Thurrock? Because it's gonna come up again and again and again.
mention Thurrock in Brentwood, don't you worry.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So we've got Thurrock Creative Blast. They'll be bringing their Art Academy as along as Thurrock Golden Voices. Again, they're a popular in the local area. So that's a perform stage. Then we've got Global Village. So that's working closely with Indy Sandu from Essex Cultural Diversity Project. So that's kind of Bollywood. I think there's going to be Hakka going on in there. Then we have two kind of hyper local stages. One is Thames Delta. So that's presented by Thames Delta, Dorian and co. So that's all local singer songwriters. And then the other is the sort of busking beach hut. So the beach hut design is actually designed by Scroobius Pip, his artwork, and that will be presented by Thurrock Arts Collective. I'm just going to meet them up sometime this week just to kind of flesh out their program. But yeah, so that's kind of more on that stage. You have sort of buskers, singer-songwriters, poets, spoken word.
Yeah.
So each stage has its own character. So that's the stages. and that's probably just half of the actual program. And then you've got the outdoor art. There's kind of holding back on one, that the main art. When you go and see it, you will see it. Let's just put it that way. But it's kind of any questions about that one, but that's good. Possibly House of Fire, really.
Yep.
On that one.
Are you doing that yourself?
Yeah, probably. I'll probably
be playing it.
So local kind of groups kind of putting on exhibitions, storytelling. I think South Greater Glasgow and storytelling session in the State Museum. Earlier this year they had an exhibition about South women during the war.
Yeah.
So we're bringing that here. That's a big one. Yeah, story down. Then we've got Jackson Diego from South End. They'll come along and do some tutoring sessions. I believe it'll be called Village Hall, and that's going to be a pop-up community hub and libraries. So they're doing a series of storytelling, knit and natter, tea and coffee type things. So basically just promoting what happens throughout the year. I think that's kind of one of the things I've been looking at, particularly making sure it's not just a one-off thing, and then everyone goes home thinking how great it was. It's kind of signposting people to events or activities that happen all year round in the world. So that's kind of one of the key things I'm looking at programming on.
And I just want to say, there's a lot of stalls there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the general sort of, you know, give people an idea?
So there's we've got stalls where it's mainly about arts and stuff, although we do have stalls, sort of local stalls, so the art stuff as well. A vinyl painting.
Yep.
Then we've got people coming in doing juggling, circus juggling. And then we've actually got like the sort of local Samaritans coming in doing stuff. I think Thurrock Wildlife Trust will be doing stuff as well. That's quite good.
Can businesses actually get a stall there? If those businesses, are they allowed to have sort of to sell their items and also food?
The application's still open. It's actually, we'll be probably closing it today. Maybe if you get it in tomorrow morning, we'll have to sneak you in. But yeah, if you wanted to have a stall, get them in, as in if you can stop now and go on our website www.villagebeachfestival.com. there's a link to the marketplace, and that goes to ACTS as well. And we kind of purposely left some of the programming open until we kind of launched a website for that. Local businesses, arts and crafts, we're still accepting applicants.
So you said the last year was 6,000 to 8,000 people there. So what are you expecting this year?
I think we're looking for 7. I think last year was 6,000. This year 7 to 8 would be great.
And with the parking, you can't park around that area, can you? Need to, if you're coming in, you've got to be public transport.
So if you live in Grays, it's really easy to walk to it. Sort of right on the coastline. And if you're dealing slightly further afield, it's more than 10 minutes for this park from the train station. And the bus station is quite easy. It's both train and bus station, so really making a difference. We will be allocating parking spaces for people with disabled.
Is it mostly white people in wheelchairs to get around on the surface, is it?
Yeah, even though it's a grass parks there, there's probably this one on the front, there's probably this one dip in the middle in the site, but that's next to it, there's a footpath. So the health and safety guy looking at them.
I do always ask about wheelchairs. Why is it a wheelchair? It's one of those things when you go out somewhere, and it's the funny thing is, when I go out now, even when I've not been in a wheelchair, I always go around the wrong thing. You get used to pushing something around, so that's good for people who've got the access to go out. That is good.
So that's good. The production I've sat down is making it inclusive as possible. I believe we can for a bronze award in sort of a festival inclusiveness kind of thing, which talks about accessibility and sort of provision for people in wheelchair, etc. So so that'd be the first time we're kind of going for that award.
Excellent.
That'd
be good.
Yeah.
So you'll be obviously there from what time will you be? You'll be there from about 5 o'clock in the morning.
I'll just probably stay over the night, just get things done. So yeah, I think the site will actually get there probably about five.
Yeah.
Just getting everything done. You can imagine. There's a little thing. The market stalls have to come in, the food will come in on the day.
Yeah.
But actually, most of the stage will be in place.
Yeah.
So that's all good. And it's just, it's always a last minute kind of like, oh, this bit, that bit, have you had breakfast? Well, I've got the banana about three days ago. Does that count? but no, it's very fun. It's all good. And it's actually quite a good team. So I met the team last year. I personally just came on board and met myself last year, and I've sort of got to know the team. So